Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on His promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
Network radio show here on blogtalkradio.com /the Million Dollar Idea Network. I want to welcome you to today's show. It is Victory Friday. It is Victory Friday all over the world today. Why? Because you got through the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, and your whole body. And that is a victory. And know this, literally millions of people did not get up with you today. You knowing this fact, knowing that you have a mission, a vision, a destiny to complete, that's uniquely yours, and only you can complete it. That's what we're talking about today, the victory here on Victory Friday. This week, we talked about some of the steps and habits to put in place But today, it's about the applause. It's about saying that you are one step closer to your vision, where you want to be and where you're supposed to be, all because you're lined up with the Word, lined up with God has, and you know the purpose of your life. Today is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad. The sun is shining right now. If it's raining in your life, if it's cloudy, know this, the sun is always there. Friday, this is for you. We got through the week. Stand up, take a bow, but say, yes, I did get through this week. I got through this week with my whole spirit, mind, and body. That's important because each step you take is close to your victory. And we know the definition that we subscribe to. What is our definition of success? It is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. So, and we've had this conversation before, 95% of people you meet will not have a worthy idea they're pursuing. But those who listen to this broadcast, those who read those books, those who understand the purpose in their life, you're no longer part of the 95ers. You're part of the 5%. And because you're part of the 5%ers, you can lead, govern, and guide your spirit, soul, and body the purpose it is made for. That is to uplift the things of God in your life and those people around you. Again, welcome to Victory Friday.
Come on! Yeah! If you want it all back, jump to your feet right now! Oh! For the kingdom suffering violence, but the violent, take it! Take it! By force!
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network. We're talking about what we always talk about here, is getting across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain. You can see the Lord has brought you through it in that process. Turn around, reach out, help someone, speak to someone, mentor someone, write a book, do a video, do a blog. Let people know how you got across the finish line so you can have company up there. Because there's room enough for everybody. And because we are intentional about what we feed, our spirit, our soul, and our body, that's how you make it there. This week, we talked about different habits to develop. Yesterday, we talked about the body. And we actually went into mechanics and the chemical mechanisms that actually manifest fear in your body. Yes, you have to understand you can become very sick, but also that fight or flight that you have going on, but also be intentional about what you feed your mind, because your mind will manifest fear in your body. If you're worried about something, you will manifest that same fear, that same fight or flight response in your body as if you're actually fighting somebody. Your body can't tell the difference. And so what happens is that you have consequences in reference to what your body's going through if you're not actually fighting, if it's not actually danger. And as we talked about before, fear is a choice. Fear is a choice. Danger is real. Understand that with fear is a choice. You decide how to react to whatever's going on in your life. Whatever's going on right now, the only place you have to go is up. The only place you can go is up. With fear, it's a choice.
Success is not doing the right thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside.
Because whatever discomfort you experience, whatever challenges or difficulty that it is, you've got to go up in there and wrestle with it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. Said I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
Fear is not real.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Yeah! Let's go!
welcome back to the show. My producer, you know, we maybe have some technical difficulties. I do apologize for that. But let's say what we said before. Again, it's Victory Friday. Be victorious in your life. Be victorious where you're at right now. Because it doesn't matter where you're at right now. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Because right now, you're standing in your own acres of diamonds. And because you're standing in your own acres of diamonds, you just have to pick one up and get across the finish line. It's just that simple, just that easy. But you have to be intentional in the process. If you're fully convinced those are not diamonds at your feet, if you're fully convinced that the gold is not on the table, it's waiting for you, then you're right. But then if you're fully convinced the gold is for you, the diamonds are yours, you're right also. I'm saying that pick the one and choosing today, choose life. That is life. That is life. The diamonds, the seed, the fruit, all that is waiting for you. But you have to make a choice. Choose. Choose to be a participant, not a spectator. And that's why we have all the people listening to us. We speak life into your situation. It doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter where your relationship's at. It doesn't matter how much money you have. We talked about your centers. You have the correct center. You can overcome anything. So I say center is that you're determining where to focus on within your life. What affects that is your security, your guidance, your wisdom, and your power. It's your money center. Your personal worth is determined by your net worth. What kind of guidance you go by? Your guidance is profit is your decision-making criteria. When wisdom comes into your life and that's your center, money-making is a lens through which life is seen and understood, creating imbalanced judgment. And your power, the power you're supposed to have, the power you're supposed to have is restricted because what you can accomplish with the money is limited by limits your vision. So you don't have any power. When your money's centered, you truly don't have any power. You are in a box you do not realize. You're in a ceiling. You hit a ceiling, don't even realize, because you believe that if you don't have enough money, it cannot happen. And the Lord has passed a half a dozen people across our path in the last week or so that had some critical things going on in their life, had to make some critical decisions in their life, both health, relationships, money. But you know what? Because they had a connection, because they went to the spirit realm to get their answers, they all got the victory. But you have to understand, God wants you to win. He wants you to win more than you want to win, because you're a reflection of Him. That's why I have my children every day say who they are and who they made of and who they belong to. Once you understand that you're supposed to be a king and a queen, you don't act that way. You don't act any other way. If you believe you're not a queen, if you believe you're the pauper, you're the poor person, you're the person that is not supposed to win, that's how you act. But once you understand that you're supposed to win, the fear leaves. Once you understand that you're supposed to win, that peace that passes all understanding comes down to your spirit and goes into your mind, and it gives your mind clarity to come up with the million-dollar idea. Your body can rest so you can support the million-dollar idea. All that is important for you today, here. Again, I'm going to want you to stand up, take a bow. But the applause is for you because you made it through the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, and your whole body.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Because we talk about what we always talk about here, and that's getting across the finish line, getting to the top of the mountain. Because you are intentional about what you feed your mind and your spirit and your body, you're not part of the 95ers anymore. You're doing your own thing.
Guess. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah! Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Now, because you're no longer part of the 95ers, because you're part of that 5% that are intentionally feeding your spirit, mind, and body, you're part of that group that are not spectators in their life, but are participants, you're not doing what everybody else is doing. You're going against the tide. You're blazing the trail. You're making the path for others to come behind you. That's why we talk about victory and Victory Friday, because you are doing it. You don't even realize it. Some people don't even realize that the Lord is putting you in the place where you're supposed to be. You are to blaze the trail, or you blaze the trail to even realize it based on what's going on in your life, because he knows better for you what you need to do. And you know what we play? We talk about The Stranger Suit. The Stranger Suit is Not So Strange by Mr. Earl Nightingale. And both of y'all will join us at the beginning of next month. We're going to go through this series for The Stranger Secret. Again, Stranger Secret is about 27 minutes. And Mr. Earl Nightingale is the creator, the forefather of self-improvement and business improvement today as we know it. For that 27 minutes, I guarantee you, if you listen to that, Stranger Secret, not the secret, not the other one. We're talking about The Strange Secret. And this has been out for over 50 years. And so you know what we play because of that. Because you're doing your own thing.
Dimensional, unquestionable, beloved, it's professional. Got a category, my own, and I'm the president. Don't be alarmed, but I'm showing up the resident. With my particular style, particular, extracurricular, smoother and trickier. Throwing up lyrics like a throw up on Blackjack. You ever chicken me nugget, and I'm a Big Mac, Brave Mac, soloist, having Coca Cola with. Doing very well, cause I took the right road to this. Bagger, maker, undertaker, wreck the breaker. Get up on the floor, do the heavy shaker. Started with the power, and I'ma end it with a bang.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. It is Victory Friday. The sun is shining. I know certain people in parts of the country get snow right now, but it is okay. The snow will go away soon, and the sun is behind the clouds. So, if you're running late for work right now, just take your time. Slow down. Don't make a rash decision that could change your situation and change the situation of your loved ones. Just slow down and take your time and leave 15 minutes early next time. Again, you're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network at the 34 after the hour. We're talking about what we always talk about here, getting across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain. You can see the Lord has brought you through in that process. Help someone, guide someone, write a book for someone to read, write your story. People can understand that you are supposed to win. It's a process. You have to be intentional, but you're supposed to win. But also, it's a choice that you have to make. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here, and also giving you the habits, things, tools to work with in that process. I tell everyone all the tools we use here on the radio show. We talk about the Stranger's Secret, Mr. Earl Nightingale. We talk about Dr. Crystal Freeman's 21 Days to Building Healthy Habits. Stephen Covey, the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And just a few of the tools that we use here and that we talk about. We cover a lot of stuff in a short period of time, but often just do that. The message that you're supposed to be hearing right now at this time. The uplift, to encourage, inspire. That's why we're talking about Inspiration Monday. Why Inspiration Monday? Inspire you to go that extra effort, that extra guard, that extra hour. Give that extra hug to understand your why for what you do, why you're trying to get where you're trying to get to. And we'll take a brief break, listen to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show here, because that's what God wants us to be.
Best in fight.
Welcome back to the show. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here, and it is Friday. It is Victory Friday all over the planet. And just take a moment just to say yes. If you need to hold your hands up, hold them up, hold your arms up, which is a universal victory sign. It's to hold both arms up above your head. If you need to pat yourself on the back, again, you got through the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, and your whole body. That is achieving yourself. It's a step in the right direction. It's a step towards your goal, your vision, your purpose that only you can uniquely achieve. This is for you. To the Million Dollar Idea Network on blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network. We're talking about what we always talk about here is getting the victory, walking through the victory, understanding you're supposed to receive the victory every day of your life. It doesn't matter what it looks like. What does the Lord say about it? What does it say in your spirit? It does not matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter where you're at right now because the only place you're moving towards is up. That's what we talk about here every day, Monday through Friday here. On the Million Dollar Idea Network. What is your path? What is your purpose? What is your vision? We also talk about how to identify those, because once you understand what your purpose is, once you understand your vision, the mission that you're supposed to complete in life today, nothing else really matters what's between there and what you're supposed to do, because it's all good, because it's all going to work to your benefit for the completion of what the Lord has for you to complete for you in your life. Each person has their own talent. Each person has their own ability that they need to sharpen and turn into a skill set so that it can make way for them. That is the victory, understanding that you've already completed the task. You already know how the story ends. You don't need the rest of the story because you already know how it ends. No matter where you start, you must end in victory. Again, this is blogtalkradio.com/Mandela Idea Network. And we do have a little bit more music, and we'll be giving our last commentary in a little bit here. We have a little bit more music for you because we're talking about your win. And you don't have to wait now. You don't have to wait later. Celebrate now. So we have, of course, you can get theme song back in this, so some of y'all got to recognize this. But there's no stopping you once you understand the purpose at hand. Hey, how you doing? This is Charlie Childs, host of the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. Join us on Monday, Inspiration Monday, Be inspired to get through your day, get through your hour, get through your minute with the right focus and right direction here on Monday, Inspiration Monday. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. I'm blogtalkradio.com/Million Dollar Idea Network. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here, and that's getting across the finish line, getting to the top of the mountain, because you're supposed to be there. But also in that process, you need to turn around and teach someone, mentor someone, just give a hand to pull someone to let them know that they can get through whatever they're going through right now. We're going to take another brief break, and we'll have our final commentary for today. Want everyone to have a safe weekend. Be blessed, kind of faith. We'll take a brief break and we'll be right back. And it does not matter how it starts, as long as it ends in victory. Welcome back to the show. Our final commentary for today is, yes, make victory the choice in your life today. If you're not there right now, you just turn around and start marching, start walking, start running towards your victory. What is your victory? Your victory is your purpose, your vision, the mission that is uniquely yours that you have to start moving towards to get the victory in your spirit, in your soul, in your body. And that is the total prosperity that we talk about, being prosperous in your spirit, being prosperous in your soul, and being prosperous in your body. All that belongs to you, but it's a choice you have to make. You have to be intentional when you feed your mind, be intentional when you feed your body, and also be, of course, be intentional when you feed your spirit. Because if you don't feed it, someone else will. So be intentional. Be a participant, not a spectator. Again, I want to thank everyone for being on the show today. People calling in, people listening to the archives later. And join us on Monday for Inspiration Monday, and we'll talk about inspiration. It comes within, not the motivation that comes on the outside, but the inspiration, that little thing, the little unction that says, well, just a couple more minutes, one more time, wait a little longer, this is a new idea. All that is inspired to get you where you're supposed to be. Do you want to thank everyone for being on? And for today, that's all I got. This has been a CSC production, copyright 2015 at CASC production, copyright 2015. Be blessed, our favorite. Love somebody. We love you. God loves you. And we're there right now. Just look up.